Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm excited.
I am very excited.
Talking about love boxes going to the Philippines? Come on.
Can you imagine just getting the gift, and the gift you get is a box of love? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
We don't seem excited about it. It's exciting.
I'm very excited about it. That's pumped.
I know. Can you imagine literally having to dig through the trash to find food or find things that you recycle?
You're five years old.
You know?
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to talk to you about that in just a moment. Also, we're going to talk to you about the very fact of you heard us for years, you know, speaking about and asking God to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. You have to understand the God, the false God, Moloch, required the sacrifice of children, you know, the death of human beings, the sacrifice of children. And the scriptures talk about how God just, that was it's all detestable, but that was the worst of all, where people would actually sacrifice their children for their own personal advance. And that's what's taking place with abortion. So it has to stop. How many, over 50 billion children have been sacrificed or been aborted?
Yes, since Roe versus Wade.
Since Roe versus Wade, 1973, I believe it is.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first of all, we want to talk to you about VFNKB love boxes. You may have been looking for a way to love someone, and it's difficult in a blessed land.
Yes.
You know, if you're talking to, I'm talking to America, we're so blessed. You give people stuff and they go, eh. Do you have the receipt? Can I take it back?
Do you have it in red?
Do you have anchovies with this?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
It's okay.
It's the wrong color. I'm like, oh, Isaiah, listen to us, man.
I know.
It's a gift.
Straighten up.
So you think about this, that imagine giving love to someone who is looking for God, because God is love, and they get it and they're so grateful. That's what happens in the Philippines, and that's what we're doing through VFNKB love boxes. But first, I want to tell you the story. Take a look.
Percent of Manila's population lives as squatters. Many families have lived here for generations. One out of 10 people are slum dwellers. Every day is a struggle for survival. Children forgo their education to work as scavengers at 5 years old. In search of plastic, metals, and glass to recycle. Food is also collected, washed, and recycled from the trash.
Basic necessities.
Hope and love. Shipped in a box of love. Can make a difference. Help send a box of hope today. VFNKB.com love box.
It feels so good to find somebody who wants to be loved and wants their needs met. Some people don't believe that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, and it's so important to be able to receive it. But listen, we found a love zone where people do want to receive love and boxes of love. John, talk to us.
Listen, it is more blessed to give than to receive, and we have found that out. And we've been faithfully been sending these boxes all the way to the Philippines, and we're inviting you to do the same. I want to share with you a little bit about Andalyn, this sweet little girl in the Philippines that she's has been a recipient of some of the things we've been sending.
You can kind see
of
her right for here, this, yeah.
Yeah. You can see her picture of her
right
there.
Cute.
So cute. She's 4 years old. Mm-hmm. She started kindergarten, just started kindergarten. And I remember her putting on some of the clothes
sandals
that we sent to school. They were a little big, but she was happy to wear them.
What's so important about love, the VFNKB love boxes is, you know, you get to be able to take some pictures of you packing it, maybe at your office or your group or whatever. But we have people in the Philippines who will document your box being open so you get to see that child put that dress on, put those pants on, put those shoes on.
People with integrity, which is so important.
We focus on that being done. So we got a chance to give, but also see her put those things on.
She looked at some items there that she has.
Yeah, look at her, so sweet.
She's the youngest of six siblings, and they live in a shanty. And these folks usually only eat one meal per day, and that's provided by the ministry there in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Her father
works.
We
work with several ministries there in the Philippines.
Yeah, we do. Her father works as a dump truck driver for 100 pesos per day. That's $2 a day. And I believe that's her family there. That's her parents, and she's the youngest of six. But what a tremendous
And how do you feel
blessing.
As a parent? Think about this. It's difficult because of the economy there.
Yeah.
But as the church, as people who care about people, we can actually help those parents out with such a struggling economy. And be. Can you imagine if it's $2 a day?
And they're hardworking people.
Oh, yeah, very hard.
I just spoke to someone who came from the Philippines, and I said, well, what's the deal? She says, people want to work. There just are no jobs.
The economy.
The economy's hurting.
And so you think about it, well, we can send a whole box. We have huge boxes that you can pack full of all these things that help those parents and help those children.
Yes.
And Jesus said this, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do unto me. So if you want to love on Jesus, come out of your prayer closet, go to VFNKB Love Box, and find out how you can begin to ship one, send one, pack one, or be a part of people sending one or packing
one. We've done all the research, we've built all the relationships, and we've got a plan, a system that you just plug and play. Go to VFNKB.com.
No, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, /lovebox, right?
Correct, yeah.
And get your box out, I think, for only $85.
Well, think about this. It's different. So this, you can find out the details right there, but understand this. You're at your office every day. Everybody's talking about themselves, and they're probably struggling. What if your whole office got together and said, you know what, we're going to do one box.
Yeah.
All of us, all three of us, all five of us, all 25 of us, you know, we're going to do one box as a corporate move.
As a team.
As a team. You know, maybe your church group, maybe your men's group, whatever group of people you have.
Sure.
You can do it yourself, but why not do it together as a group? And every one of you, take pictures of what you're putting in the box. And we, by God's grace, will catch on the other end people taking those things out of the box. And this is what we'll be able to do for you. We want to be able to create, and you can go to our YouTube channel at VFN, youtube.com/VFNTV, and you'll be able to see your own video that we're going to put together for you of you doing it, people receiving it, and you can share it with all your family and coworkers.
Yeah.
That's what we're working on doing for you. But you can find out the details at vfnkb.com/lovebox.
You'll see the address below.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.